I'd like to reconvene Congress after a recess for engrossment. We are now on reports of select committees. Congresswoman Pratt.
Thank you, Speaker. Rules and Ethics met for engrossment, and I'm reporting Bill Number ONCA 1659, an act to provide an appropriation to the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $748,629 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is R.J. Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. ONCA 1662, an act to amend ONCA 1583 to provide a supplemental appropriation of non-tribal funds to the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $250,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is R.J. Walker. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. And resolution ONCR 1624, a resolution to request the form and amount of budgets for the fiscal year 2017 to assist the Osage Nation Congress in carrying out its constitutional duties. The sponsor is Shannon Edwards. The final committee action is due pass as properly engrossed with 3 yes votes from Pratt, Shaw, and Supernaw. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman Pratt. Now we're going to move on, and we're on third reading on today's agenda. The first bill under that heading of third reading is ONCA 1659, an act to provide an appropriation to the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2017 in the amount of $748,629 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker is the sponsor. How do you wish to proceed, Congressman?
I'll open.
The floor is yours.
Thank you, Speaker. This is an appropriation of FY17 funds in the amount of $748,000, $629, of which $187,000 are tribal funds for a match for the AmeriCorps and the something very similar. I don't have it with me here, but they're both associated with the Eco Park down on Bird Creek Farms. So it's a grant that we've received, requires a match. The match we're providing is $187,000. I would urge you to vote yes. Thank you.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1659 pass?
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Yett?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Speaker
Whiteman. Yes. ONCA 1659 passes. It has an alternate effective date attached to it. Is there any discussion to that? The question is, shall the alternate effective date pass? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Are there any opposed? Seeing none, the alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1659 is advanced to enrollment. The next bill on third reading today is ONCA 1662. An act to amend ONCA 1583 to provide a supplemental appropriation of non-tribal funds to the Health, Fitness, and Wellness Division of the Osage Nation for fiscal year 2016 in the amount of $250,000 and to establish an alternate effective date. Congressman Walker is a sponsor. How do you wish to proceed?
I'll open.
The floor is yours.
Well, it's just what it is. It's $250,000 of non-tribal funds for the Eco Park Initiative. These are funds that have been accumulated by Osage County by way of the county health tax. It's a healthy bank account. That tax is generating a lot of revenue for Osage County that goes into the health fund. And fortunately for us, the Eco Park falls within their purview on what they're able to utilize the funds for. So this is $250,000 from Osage County in support of our Eco Park initiative. I urge you to vote yes, thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Walker. Is there any other member that wishes to speak for or against this bill? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCA 1662 pass?
Congressman Supernaw?
Yes.
Congressman Walker?
Yes.
Congresswoman Bethelhead?
Yes.
Congresswoman Edwards?
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Yeck?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Mason?
Yes.
Congressman Norris?
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt?
Yes.
Congressman Shaw?
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn?
Yes. ONCA 1662 passes. It has an alternate effective date attached to it. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, the question is, shall the alternate effective date pass? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Any opposed? Seeing none, the alternate effective date passes. Bill number ONCA 1662 is advanced to enrollment. We have a resolution. It's the last piece of legislation on third reading at this point today. It's ONCR 1624, a resolution to request the form and amount of budgets for fiscal year of 2017 to assist the Osage Nation Congress in carrying out its constitutional duties. And the sponsor is Congresswoman Edwards, and I see she's already taken the podium, and I guess she wants to open.
I'm ready for my medium rare steak. I know I want to split my time.
You will split your time, okay.
So the law that the chief just signed into law last night, ONCA 1652 at section 4 states Osage Nation annual budget. The Osage Nation Congress shall fulfill its constitutional duties to enact an annual budget which does not exceed projected revenue by adopting an annual resolution or report allowed by the Constitution on or before the last day of session, which sets operating expense budget amounts requested for each branch of government for the following fiscal year. The Congress may express other spending limits governing its internal fiscal process so as to assist with interbranch communications. So all this resolution does, it's an internal resolution. It was passed unanimously by the Appropriations Committee, and it gives the Appropriations Committee, and I would say probably more particularly the chair, the guidance from the Congress on what to write and request from the three branches, and then it allows for the Appropriations Committee to gather that information back together, and it's pretty simple. It says, send in your budgets to us. So, don't have anything else to add other than please support it because the chief has agreed that we can do this by law. Thank you.
Thank you, Congressman Edwards. Is there any more discussion to this resolution? Seeing none, the question is, shall ONCR 1624 pass?
Congressman Walker.
Yes.
Wow.
Congresswoman Bethelhead. Congresswoman Edwards.
Yes.
Congressman Hamilton.
Yes.
Congressman Yeck.
Yes.
Congressman Maker.
Yes.
Congressman Mason.
Yes.
Congressman Norris.
Yes.
Congresswoman Pratt.
Yes.
Congressman Shaw.
Yes.
Congressman Supernaw.
Yes.
Speaker Whitehorn.
Yes. ONCR 1624 passes. We are finished with third reading. It's my understanding that our congressional lunch that we usually have toward the end of session is actually, I see Mr. Jesse coming in the door with steaks. So
that we paid for on our own,
as Congressman Buffalohead pointed out. So I think that we need to take a recess for lunch, and I believe that I would let Congressman Supernaw give us an announcement right now or announce.
Commerce is at 1 to 3.
Okay, and so we will meet in a commerce meeting after lunch from 1 to 3. And I think we'll recess session till possibly 3:15, if I could get a motion for that, or even to the call of the chair, that would be fine.
Move to recess until 3:15.
The motion to recess till 3:15. Is there a second? Did I need to recognize somebody else? Second?
Second.
Congressman Shaw?
Seconded.
Any discussion? All in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are recessed till 3:15 this afternoon.